Blog Talk Radio.
Anointed Ministries Radio, and I am joined today here in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time and Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. And on today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching the man of God is doing called Waiting on God, Trusting, and Believing. Waiting on God, Trusting, and Believing. And now on with today's show, we are going to give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and to move forward into his teaching segment, Waiting on God, Trusting, and Believing. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours, sir.
And good morning once again to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And certainly we are elated to be able to come to you once again on the show. God given us another blessed opportunity to be able to share just a brief thought from His Word. And we are thankful to have you on the show today. We certainly thank God for all that He is continually doing in the lives of His people. And I thank God for being with you today. Let's get on with the business at hand. We are talking today from a topic, a discussion entitled Waiting on God, Trusting and Believing. Waiting on God, not just waiting, but waiting on God. And not just waiting, marking time, but trusting and believing, having a purpose in our waiting. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the Word of God. There's a few passages of Scripture that we want to set as the foundation for our discussion today. In Psalms 27, the 27th number of Psalms, verses 13 and 14, reading from the King James version of the Bible, and it reads, I have fainted. This is the psalmist David, the king, praise God. He said, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted. David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed. Something he had to do on his behalf. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not on the other side, but in the land of the living. That's the right now. That's the times in which he was living. And then he goes on in the 14th verse that says, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This is a man that was on a mission, a man that knew exactly what he was talking about. He says, if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. David is encouraging the hearer on this morning. His word is speaking loudly only to those that have a purpose. Not, the Bible says that the difference between them and us is that they just heard, He says, but your hearing was mixed with faith. You weren't just of the essence of those that were just hearing. He said, but your hearing was mixed with faith. Your hearing caused you to move, to do something. And this is what David is speaking of here. And then let's go to Mark, the book of Mark, St. Mark in the Gospels, chapter 9, verses 22 to 24. Mark in the Gospel of St. Mark, verse 22 to 24 of chapter 9, he says, and oftentimes, this is the story, one of the parables, he says, and oftentimes this man who's having an issue, something's going on with his son, and they're having a crisis, but they run up upon Jesus. And Mark is giving the account in his gospel. He says, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Oftentimes, this man says, this is not a one-time thing. We've been having an issue with this. Sometimes we have issues with certain things that are ongoing problems in our lives. He said, oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters in order to destroy him. But then he goes on to say, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus responds in that 23rd verse of the 9th chapter of St. Mark. He says, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. In other words, Jesus said, if I can help you. The Lord truly understood that he had the ability, the power. He has all power. And we must know that in our heart of hearts today, saints. Don't you doubt for a moment that God does not have all power, and in not some power. His power is not limited. He has all power in his hands. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of the world and everything in it belongs to him. He is omnipotent, all-powerful. Every power, all essence of power is in his hand. Jesus says, if I can help you, that's not the issue. For I've got all power. He said, the real issue is if thou canst believe. It's not a question of God's power. It's a question of your belief. He said, if thou canst believe, then all things are possible to him that believeth. And I really hope that we catch that this morning, saints of God. He says, not to those that are in the kingdom, simply because you gave your hands to the preacher and your heart to God. He says, not just because you have been included in the kingdom. He says, to those, all things are possible to those that believe. What we have to understand and know in our heart of hearts is God says what he means, and he means what he says. And he didn't say to those that are just in the kingdom. He says all things are possible to those that believe. And the Bible says in the 24th verse, and straightway the father, that means immediately, the father of the child cried out. Now he was touched. He was moved by what he had just heard. Jesus say, he was moved enough to say, and straightway the father cried out, and with tears in his eyes, he was moved with compassion. He said, Lord, I believe, but can you help my unbelief? Is that your heart's cry today, saints of God? The man said, Lord, now let me be honest. I'm going to be totally honest with you today. Lord, I do believe, but please, can you help my unbelief? Help those areas that I'm still having some issues in. I've got some things squared away over here. I've really conquered this these particular areas of my life, but I have to be honest with you. There's still some situations, some circumstances. There are some places in my life that I haven't cornered the market on yet, and I'm still struggling in those areas. Can you help me in those particular areas? And the Bible says, above all things, we must be honest one with another. The man said, though I believe, please help my unbelief. Help me in those areas where I'm honestly still struggling. And finally, Hebrews chapter six, verses 10 through 12. Hebrews 6, 10 through 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. He's not unrighteous, not God. You may attribute that to some others, but not God. He's still the God that says, I'm not a man that I would lie, nor the son of a man that I should repent. If God says something, he's going to do it. The Bible says he sends his word and it heals. Praise God. And he says, I will send it and it will not come back void, but it will accomplish the purpose to which God sent. It will prosper in the thing whereunto he sent it. It will never, ever come back void, because his word is true. His word is solid. Praise God. He's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. We're talking about God here, not man, which ye have showed towards his name. Now, understand now, God is only obligated towards those things that are in line with his will and his purpose. He says to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Not only that you started, he says you're continuing. You're my disciples indeed. The book of John reminds us, he says, you're my disciples indeed if you continue in my word. Praise God. It's not having started with the Lord, it's continuing in him. The race, of course, is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but we understand that it is indeed to those who continue unto the very end. Praise God. He says, not only in that you have ministered to the saints, but do minister. Verse 11 says, and we desire that every one of you, the Apostle Paul says here, that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Be diligent toward the hope that you have. And he says, the extent is unto the end. I'll read that again. I think that requires repeating. He says, and we desire that every one of you, those who are listening, the day that you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the day of provocation, but hear the word of the Lord. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Why? 12 says that ye be not slothful. Don't be slothful in the things of God, but be diligent. Diligence is the other end of slothful. Slothful, it's not putting your attention on. It's forgetting. It's delaying, praise God. You know how oftentimes we get in a situation where we procrastinate. We put off for tomorrow things that we ought to do today. We major on minor and we minor on major. But God says through the Apostle Paul here, be slothful. Do not be slothful, but be ye followers of them. That is, mark those individuals who are not operating in slothfulness, but rather in diligence. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There it is. Be followers of them, those individuals who through faith and patience do inherit the promises. Faith and patience, believing, trusting, waiting on the Lord, trusting and believing, our topic of discussion for today. Waiting on God because we know that our waiting is not in vain. We're waiting because we trust in the living God, that he is able to do exactly what he said, and not just so. He came. He said, I came that you might not have just life, but the abundant life. Praise God. And God does not just do the ordinary or the expectant. The Bible says that he does exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think or have even begun to imagine. Hallelujah. What a blessedness to know that the word of God is in full fledged effect. and that he is faithful. The faithfulness of God says that he's going to do it. And God will never, ever fail in anything that he said that he's going to do. The emphasis being on what he said. What we cannot do is go ahead and assume, saints of God, that God is going to do things that we think he's going to do. That's not what he's obligated to. God is going to obligate himself to the things that he said that he was going to do. So we have to trust. Trusting, I like the present participle there. Trust, that ing is what makes it valid for today. Waiting on God, trusting and believing. A system of trust, dependence on God, putting our full assurance in his power, authority, and ability. Praise God. Not in ourselves, not in people, not in money or material things, not even circumstances or situations, but rather in God. Trusting, putting our dependency and leaning and putting our total trust in him. Trusting him and then believing, praise God, a system of trusting, praise God. It's a system of trust. When you believe, that's the right now assurance that I'm still standing where I stood, when I first heard, when I first believed. I'm still there, praise God. I didn't move. I didn't abandon my first foundation, my first position. I'm still trusting God. I'm still believing him. I'm still standing in the full assurance of his word, praise God. For God is not unrighteous indeed. He's not unrighteous, the Bible says, to forget. The land of the living, of course, means this life. David says, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord right now. Sometimes we're waiting on God over there. And that's a wonderful thing. We all are waiting for that ultimate position of glory to spend eternity with God in his holy presence, where we will never, ever be departed from him ever again. That's a wonderful, wonderful hope that we have. It's a lively hope, praise God, that we're going to be spend eternity with our Lord, Savior, and King, the creator of the universe. But David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see. The Bible says that hope maketh the heart sick. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. When hope is deferred, the heart becomes sick. David said, I would have fainted because he's talking about right now in the land of the living. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness right now in the land of the living. That means in this particular life. Yes, I believe in God for then, and after a while, when we get over there, he said, but there are some things, God, I need to see, and I need to experience right here in this life. So David says, I have fainted. I would have fallen out of that here unless I had believed, to believe God and trust him for right now, some things that I need to see made manifest in my life. David was obviously going through a trial, but he was confident that in this present life, God would see him through. Not over there, but right now. David knew that from experience what it meant to wait for God. He had been anointed king at the age of 16, but did not become king until he was 30 years of age. During the interim, what happened? He was chased through the wilderness by a jealous King Saul. David had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. But later, after becoming king, when he finally became king, he was then chased by his rebellious son, Absalom. Waiting for God is not easy, saints of God. Often it seems that he isn't answering our prayers, or he doesn't understand the urgency of our situation. That kind of thinking implies that God is not in ultimate control or is not fair. But God is worth waiting for. I'll say that again. But God is worth waiting for. Did you hear me? God is worth waiting for. Lamentations 3:24 through 26 calls us to a hope and a wait for the Lord, because often God uses times of waiting to refresh us, to renew us, and to teach us. Did you hear me, saints of God? Oftentimes, God is using these trying situations, these times of waiting. He's using them to refresh us, to renew us, and to teach us. He says in Romans 8:28, for all things are working together for the good of those, ultimately for the good. Not that good things always happen to us, but God is going to use those situations and cause them to work together for your ultimate good. So make good use of your waiting times by discovering what it is that God may be trying to teach you in the situation, the present condition that you are in. Jesus' words in Mark does not mean that we can automatically obtain anything we want just by positive thinking. But Jesus meant that anything, when he said to the man, all things are possible to those that believe, he didn't mean that you can just think upon something and you can just desire it and it can happen. He simply just to think positive thoughts. Jesus meant that anything is possible if we believe, because nothing is too difficult for God. We cannot have everything we pray for as if by magic, but with faith, we can have everything we need in order to serve him. Our desire should always be, our posture, our attitude should be, as the Lord said to us in Matthew 6:9-13, which we have come to affectionately know as the model prayer. He says, when you pray, say, Father, not my will, but thine will. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, good. This should be your attitude. Say, Father, not my will, but my desire is that thine will shall be done. And the Bible says, the same mind, which is that the same mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus said to Father God, I've got some ideas. I've got some ideas about this thing. He said, but if I've got to drink this cup, then let me drink it fully. For nevertheless, it is not about my will, but ultimately, thy will be done. And we're called on as well to come to that place, to that fork in the road where we began to say to God, it's not about my will, but Lord, let your will ultimately be done. Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and their patience. And how easy it is to get discouraged thinking that God has forgotten us. But God is never unjust. He never forgets or overlooks our hard work for him. Presently, you may not be receiving rewards or acclaim, but God knows your efforts. Trust me when I say that he has not forgotten. He's keeping copious notes. He's keeping explicit records about everything that we do in regard for him. But God knows your efforts of love and the ministry. Praise God. Let God's love for you and his intimate knowledge of your service for him bolster you as you faced disappointment and rejection here on earth, knowing that he has not forgotten your labor of love and the things that you do towards his name, in that you have ministered and do minister. God is faithful. Once again, we can wait on God, waiting on God, trusting and believing. That is the order of the day. Wait on God, but don't just wait marking time. Don't wait in idleness. But waiting on God, trusting and believing. To God be the glory. Thank God for all that he has spoken to those, the hearers, the readers, and doers of his holy word.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that teaching on this morning here in the studio. And we are now down to the commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580, pound sign.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And I'm joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Adjusted, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he is working on or doing in this time called Waiting on God, Trusting and Believing. And Pastor Fields, we had a question for you in the chat session by Sister Gail, and she wanted to know, why are you waiting on God, trusting and believing? How do you stay steadfast and unmovable? She said steadfast and unmovable, knowing all of the opposition that you're facing. And so Sister Gail wants you to give her some words on that question.
Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you, Sister Gail, on this morning. I can say for me, the one thing that really is helpful is to believe the report of the Lord over and above any and all else. We have to drown out those other things that are happening in our lives. And this happens by every day making a conscious effort to simply prioritize the things of God. That is, not to put them on the back burner. Sometimes we think that the only time we should do spiritual or churchy things is on Sundays when the end of the week comes. But if we would put our priority on the things of God, Sister Gail, on a day-to-day basis, that is, to make his the things of God, the will, the purposes of God, make them a first priority. And then the other things that we know we have to do in life, putting those things, making them secondary. Even as we go through our day-to-day routine, the Bible says to keep our minds stayed on him, for he will keep us in perfect peace, those whose minds. That means we have to make a conscious effort to keep our minds stayed on him, on the things of God. Even when other things try to creep in unawares, we have to still consciously cause ourselves to think on things that bring glory and honor to God's name. That's how we do it. It's just by practical application.
And thank you, Pastor Fields, for answering that question. And our show has now come to a close. If you still have questions for Pastor Rufus Fields concerning the information presented, you can always email him at www.godsanointedministries.com. In front of that website, you put GAM, which is GAM, GAM.GodsAnointedMinistries.com. You can go to the website and look for upcoming show information as well as leave him feedback regarding the shows that he has done or the shows you will be interested in him actually teaching on. Also, in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to present monetary donations to Pastor Fields for his various ministries and also sponsor him for upcoming radio and television segments. And you can do that on the website, www.godsanointedministries.com. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our show, Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. I wish you Godspeed and God's favor and blessings upon your life today.
You never miss a beat. You never miss a beat. You never miss a beat.